hate your dad's house, dude. It always gets so cold for like no reason. Can we turn up the heat just this once? What? No, dude. This is my dad's old hoodie. It smells like him. Yours is probably lost or something. Psh, I don't know. You should have brought back more than one jacket home from college. If you're cold too, then let me get the thermostat. Move over. I'm not going to break it. Seriously, why would you even say that? It's a hunk of metal, not some delicate flower. Listen. Is it just me? Oh, did the furnace just turn off? Oh, fuck me. The new birds aren't gonna be back for 2 days, and your dad's stupid house is gonna turn into a goddamn refrigerator. What's the Netflix password again? Never mind, my laptop remembered. Are you going out with your friends again? Ah, lame. I get that. All my high school friends got really flaky after we all went our separate ways. Wasn't much left for me when I came back for the holidays. It made it a lot easier to swallow when Mom moved to a different state. Trust your big sis. The older you get, the lamer everybody becomes. Nuh-uh, you're a freshman. I'm a sophomore. Okay, fine. Technically, we're the same age right now, but my birthday's coming up, and then I'll be a year older than you again. If you're gonna couch surf with me, you know anything worth watching? I feel like I've seen everything I already know I would like. Surprise me. Hey! Get off me! Incest! Incest! What are you doing? Gross, no. Don't make me smell your armpit. Guys, it's so gross. What the fuck? What the fuck? That's so weird. Do you use the same deodorant my dad used to or something? Oh, dude, this is not your hoodie. This is my dad's hoodie. My mom had it in a box, and she put that box in the guest room when she moved, and it was the first thing I unpacked. I haven't let it out of my sight. I haven't washed it ever. Buzz off and get your own hoodie. Seriously? You've been wearing his hoodie? God, you look young in that picture. Is that you in middle school? That was before our parents even met. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Hey, so the good news is that I found my dad's jacket. The bad news is that I've actually been wearing a hoodie for like a week. And you're not getting it back. Nope. Adverse possession, bitch. You got lawyered. And besides, it's gonna get really cold and I'll literally die. Please don't make me give it back. Well, better you than me. Okay, fine. I do care a little bit if you're cold. Here, I'll trade you some fuzzy socks. I leave them all over the place. Budge over, I think you're sitting on some. Did you pick anything to watch? Cool. I haven't seen that since I was little. I don't really remember what happens. I just thought Bill Murray was funny. Just scoot back. I'm going a long ways on the couch. Scooch, mister. Either let me put my head in your lap, or get behind me, because I'm truly not staying awake for this whole movie, and I want to get comfy. Psh, shut up, we are not spooning, you fucking saucy buck, are you? I'm sandwiching you against the couch so you don't freeze on my watch. They'd totally blame me if you weren't all the shining and turned into an icicle. I can't believe I thought my dad smelled like you. I don't know. I just wish he was here. That I could hold on to him, but I can't. Oh, it's getting harder at least. It's fine. I just wasn't expecting you to hug me. God, I'm just, I don't know. There might not be a word for it. Are you still cold? I think there's a blanket under the coffee table.
Let me reach.
Hey, I'm not gonna fall. Fucking man thinking he needs to grab my hip so I don't fall off the damn couch. You're dumb. You're such a fucking goofball looking goof. Hold still. Gotta tuck in your toesies. Your feet are ice boxes. You seriously walk around the house barefoot? In the winter? Dummy, I told you to put on my fuzzy socks. No complaining. I'm doing the whole nine yards now. Is that better? Good. Move your arm. I don't want the pillow. The couch pillows suck. I want your arm. I wish I knew you better before our parents got hitched. It would have been nice if it was something we went through together instead of glowering at each other across the aisle. I always wanted a little brother. You're definitely not little, but I think you count. Can you see? Good. I'd hate for you to just have to listen to me talk over the movie and, I don't know, smell my hair and rethink your life decisions. Hey, no, stop it. No, tickles. What? No, I wasn't rubbing my butt on you. You were tickling me. No fair. What's wrong with you? I'm your sister.
Ani-chan. Don't rub your butt on me. You're making me too hot.
God damn, you're such a fucking virgin. Hey, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, I play a lot of video games, but other than that, I don't really talk to guys all that much. Are you okay? Shh, it's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. We were just horsing around. If I thought you were a creep, I wouldn't be wearing your clothes, would I? And now there's a cute girl laying with you on the couch, playing with your scalp. You're not doing too bad. I thought you were quite the charmer. If you were inexperienced, I couldn't tell. I thought you were trying to seduce me, but that's just my brain playing tricks on me. It's alright. Put your arms around my waist like before. Doesn't that feel nice? You make me feel all nice and cozy. What could possibly be wrong with that? I just want to burrow my face into you. Let you hug me, hold me, and get you all nice and toasty under the blanket with me. It's okay. It's totally normal. Snuggles turn people on. It's okay to feel that way. It's just about us deciding what we want to do with that. If you wanted to kiss me, that would be okay. My little pug champ. Sorry. Getting hot under here, isn't it? Help me take off this hoodie. You can look. It's just my bra. You seen about this much of me when we went to the beach. It's my favorite one. It's really comfy. Lay on top of me. There. I've got you to keep me warm. It's really nice. Feeling someone's skin against yours when they hold you. Something special. If it's the right person, at the right time, it doesn't feel scary. It just feels easy. Tell me what you want, PogChamp. Alright, then take my panties off. and smell them. Come on, little brother, please. For me? For me? Smell my panties. I want you to smell what you do to me. Sniff. I want you nice and conditioned to my skin, to every aspect of my body. You only have your first once, and I want you to remember me like this forever. Now stick your fingers in my sweet little mouth. Does that give you ideas? I've got a better one. Touch your step pussy, little brother. I said it's okay, Gable. Touch my pussy. You got me all kinds of misbehaving, and I want you to feel me. Trace my lips. Sorry, you look entranced. You're doing really well. It does feel good. Sometimes I play at myself just like that when I'm bored. It's very teasing. It gets me nice and ready, and when you're ready, you can move up to my clit, like this, nice and easy. You're a good listener. That's all you need to do. Listen to my body, and do what it says. And in return, I make sure you feel good. Sweatpants off, underwear too. Oh, already so hard. I was looking forward to making you hard. Maybe I've got a little oral fixation, but I love it when a guy gets hard for me in my mouth while I slowly lick and tease. I guess I have to settle for getting you all nice and slick with my pussy juices. Doesn't that just feel pogus? Tell me, my hand milking your shaft, covered with my girly goo, feels so pogus. Go on, say it. Say it's a pogus. Relax. We're just having fun. It's nothing serious. Just fun. Just to make each other feel good. Put a pillow under my butt. Trust me, it helped. See? That lifts me up a little bit, and now you can put yourself inside of me. Don't worry, little brisky. I've got an IUD. I'm sterile AF. Shut up! I said an IUD. That means you can come in my pussy. That is, if you want to come in my pussy. It feels really good. And the way you're throbbing, I think you're ready for it. Feel me with your fingers. That's my vagina. No, silly. You've been toying my labia. Now your fingers are getting to my vagina proper. But you can call all of it your step pussy. Nice and easy to remember. There. See? You can feel the angle you need to bottom out in me. Oh, you just put your cock inside me just like that. Okay. Nice and easy. Oh. Oh, it's been a little while. I'm just a little tight. It's okay. Just move slowly. Just a tip in. A little more each time. I'll stretch out for you, and my pussy be nice and crazy and snug on that step deck. Can you stay? to rub my clitty? If you do, it will keep me extra wet and be able to take all of you even sooner. Like that. Yeah. It's just tight, that's all. Sometimes the fullness is a lot. You're not gonna hurt me. I would tell you if it was too much. I'm just gonna grab you behind your neck. Feel your hips rubbing against mine. You're all the way inside me. Now I get to make good on my promise of keeping you warm. Use your hand. Keep me steady. Don't want to bump my head against the armrest. Is it okay if I grab your cute little ass? I like to feel it flex when you thrust into me. Yeah. I've never, ever fucked my mom's house before. Getting hot. Good. I want your sweat on my skin. Fuck me, little brother. Your big sister needs your cock. Are you into it? Taking my forbidden fruit. Then take it. Mash my peach. Nice and steady. A little lower. Put your thumb right there. Oh yeah. Fucking love how fucking teachable you are. Can you go a little faster? Yeah. Good boy. Grab me with the waist. Both hands. I know what I'm doing. Harder, little brother. Fuck me harder. Make sure you're going all the way in. I need you grinding against me. Yes. I want to feel your cum dripping in me. Please, stepbrother. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Give me a cum. Give me a hot word. GG. Come on. Cuddles. I want you like a big ass blanket on top of me. I didn't say you could pull that out yet. Keep your little guy in there. I like knowing where my stub cock is. We should do it on their bed next. Would you like that, little brother? What? I can't help making you blush. Your passions drive me wild. Your embarrassment tickles me, and it was good. Do you know how hard it is to get even mediocre dick? I'm not giving this one up.